and it was a huge win for the platform, and it just felt great, you know, bringing all these amazing founders together that all had one thing in common, and it was to save lives, right?
Your business's success depends on relationships. Relationships with customers, relationships with employees, and relationships with stakeholders. What do they all have in common? They're all human. Because no matter if your business is B2B or B2C, it's really H2H, human to human. Welcome to the Human Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Carl Ponto. Each week, I'll bring you stories, insights, and practical advice from experts that you can apply to your growing company and daily life. This week, I'm super excited to connect with Deanna Dammers, a powerhouse of innovation and collaboration with over 20 years of expertise in business development, whose unparalleled strategic thinking and extensive network make her an extraordinary force in the digital health and wellness sectors. As the Senior VP of Investor Relations at Kyphic Biomedical, she not only shapes the future of medical technology, but also elevates startups through her unwavering commitment to making a positive impact in the healthcare and community well-being spaces. Congrats on being a powerhouse of innovation, and welcome to the Human Connection Podcast.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it.
So I know from talking with other founders and my own attempt at starting my own company that being a founder is often a very isolating and lonely experience. And so how do you help founders feel more connected to those around them and feel like they're not so alone?
Well, for me, I am, and as my title states, I am not just my title, but I am truly living my life's purpose by being a chief connection officer. And, you know, I feel like I kind of serve as a catalyst between innovation and collaboration in, you know, med tech, health technology, and mental behavioral well-being. And for me, it is all about, you know, old school, right? Go out, go to the networking events, grab a lunch with your founders, spend some actual real one-on-one time with people. And when you're at a networking event, you know, actually focusing on the person you're speaking with, look them in the eye. And I feel like I truly listen to learn as opposed to just respond. And so I think that people open up to me and I really do build connections.
Yes, there's that amazing response that people have when they can tell you're actually listening to them and not just waiting for your turn to speak, and having that sense of being felt and heard by the other person is such a rare thing, especially in the business world when things move so fast that it always seems like the person you're talking to has something else on their mind. So I can see how, especially in person, like grabbing lunch and connecting at that slower pace can be a real rewarding experience for entrepreneurs and for founders.
It really is. And I feel like it's a gift, right? You know, it's a very lonely road sometimes for founders, and I work with a lot of them. And, you know, entrepreneurs, I feel, or at least I can speak for myself as an entrepreneur, I am super ADD, right? My brain's going a million miles a minute, and I feel like I can take that moment, reel it in, and just give somebody some airtime to actually share a story with you or just start uncovering things about this person, whether it's like walking past somebody and saying, hey, I really like your bag or whatever, to meet some new people. But, you know, on my LinkedIn, I've got probably about 8,400 connections, and I can truly say that I've met at least 65% to 70% of them in person. I travel a great deal, raising capital, building partnerships, and I've just had such an amazing opportunity to meet humans in person. And I love what I do, and I I think that people can see that.
And that does really help when you compare that most people's LinkedIn connection list is, they're more like air quote connections where they've met an event once, they exchange business cards, they connected, but they don't really know them well enough to make an introduction for someone, or they don't really have a real relationship outside of the LinkedIn space. And so I can see how that'd be really valuable asset for you to bring to what you do as when you're connecting with investors and founders and stuff like that. So I'd imagine you have some stories of this approach really having a really high ROI for the people you're working with. Do you have a story you can share about that?
Sure. Well, when I first started my company, Deep Dive Talent, it was right in the beginning of COVID or right before COVID. And I remember during COVID meeting a founder from a sobriety platform. It was actually like, what happens once you get out of rehab? And this platform kind of spoke to the connection for the therapist with the patient, the connection with the other people that were in the rehab at the same time, writing a journal, meditation, all these different ancillary pieces to the puzzle. Because once you get out of a rehab, you go back home and you're right where you started, right? And how do you stay sober? And how do you not relapse? And I loved this company. The founder was amazing, absolutely amazing. And I actually personally invested in the company. And for me, they had words for meditation. You know, it was just like just words. And I had met this really scrappy, awesome woman who had a meditation and mindfulness app. And she was giving it away during COVID to all the first responders at all the hospitals. And she was just amazing. And we became very fast friends. And so I made this introduction for the platform to this meditation and mindfulness app. And quickly, it absolutely made sense to add this. And this was, you know, disease state based. So like, whether it's, you know, depression, suicidal ideation, cancer, it had a meditation for each and several, right? So it was, you know, deep and wide. And then they were looking for something that listened behind the scenes when the therapist was speaking with the patient. And I had met this fantastic company out of Germany who was trying to move to the United States. And I loved the founder again, and I made a real connection. And they had an emotional AI back in the day before that was a thing. And it sat behind, and we worked all together to get this emotional AI to listen in and looking for suicidal ideation, you know, risk of relapse, depression, are their meds right? I mean, the whole thing. And the app ended up going into a very large behavioral health facility, you know, global, or actually, I'm sorry, national company. And it was a huge win for the platform. And it just felt great, you know, bringing all these amazing founders together that all had one thing in common, and it was to save lives, right? And, you know, it's a lonely road. And it's always made more joyful when it can be shared. And that's what I truly like to bring to the world. For it's just, it feels so wonderful to be able to, if I do it and somebody else does it and then the next person does it, you know, we can build an amazing collective, right? So
Yeah, I think, yeah, there's the, I love that story of finding the three different founders working on kind of three different pieces to the same puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And apart, they were only able to do so much, but when you brought them all three together and had them join forces and at layer on their different approaches together, you got this amazing result that had a big impact on the issue that they were all three focusing on. So I think that really shows the mindset shift a lot of founders need to go through, because a lot of times you think, oh, it's my company against the market or against the world. When in reality, if you think about it from who else can I, what other companies can we collaborate with? Can we cross promote? How can we combine forces with other groups to tackle the same problem from different angles?
Right.
That actually makes one, it's your, you realize it's not just your company against this big problem, but so you're one, your company is more likely to succeed, but then also by having these partners involved, it's no longer one, like a David and Goliath thing. It's a whole like group of people against this larger obstacle. And that makes it a lot less daunting.
Well, and it's, I truly believe that it's always better together, right? There's a lot of personalities and, you know, I tend to appeal to a certain type of person, I believe, or, you know, I'm always kind of connecting dots. That's the way I think about it. And, you know, the emotional AI didn't have anything to do with, you know, this world, but we were able to makeshift it, right? And I felt like allowing all of these companies to come together, and they weren't big companies, they were early stage startups, right? But you got to be gritty. And, you know, I truly believe that all three of them benefited. And, you know, it was interesting, you know, rolling up our sleeves and putting together a partnership agreement and really kind of feeling out, you know, the nuances. And I feel that we can go further, faster together. And, you know, I don't want to build a Pollyanna world, but at the end of the day, you know, there's lots of huge problems to tackle. And I believe that tackling them with a team makes it more joyful and more successful.
100% agree. And I think it's something that so many leaders or entrepreneurs don't even consider. And so I imagine there's like, it might seem like a really daunting task when you first suggest it to them, but do you have like a process or like the kind of first steps you take to identify potential connections? And can you share that so that other people that are considering this and realize, oh, this is actually has some legs. I should pursue this more.
So this deal in particular was, it kind of all happened simultaneously. I was working with these three different companies, and then I just kind of aligned it in my mind and kind of like a bull in a china shop said, you need to do this. I'm an advisor. I've invested in your company. Let's have this discussion. And, but I think that it wasn't, you know, leading with a fist. It was more of, this can make your platform so much better and appeal to a larger facility, because it's not, you know, it was a larger group that you would be able to focus on, right? It wasn't just the small one-off rehab or, you know, two or three. This was a platform that had some serious legs to it with all of these pieces to the puzzle, because these are difficult problems to solve for. And when they started seeing it, and when I finally introduced the German group, you know, there was a language barrier. English was not their first language. Everything was written in German. And so there was some translation that needed to take place, and they were in culture shock too, because they weren't used to dealing with Americans. And so it was really fun. And for me personally, and I had the Germans come for 4th of July to my home and showed them what 4th of July was all about. But I truly love building these relationships. As for LinkedIn, I believe that using Boolean, and that's what I choose to use sometimes. I just have, you know, premium, right? So sometimes you can put Boolean in and look for exactly, or find exactly what you're looking for. But typically I tend to, if I'm looking for a specific family office or a VC, and I can, you know, aim towards what their thesis is, I can Google this, I can put it into LinkedIn, I can really hone in to what I'm looking for specifically. That's if I'm raising capital, or if I'm looking for partnerships, I can, you know, use ChatGPT and see, you know, what's been going on in following, you know, PitchBook, or, you know, just rolling up your sleeves and thinking about who you'd like to align with the other company. But out of the box thinking is not something that everybody has the benefit of. But, you know, I think that drawing outside of the lines is fun to do.
I think a lot of companies think that if there's a gap in what they're offering, they have to try and build it all themselves. But it often, like, if there's someone who's doing the thing that you're missing and they've done it really well, instead of trying to build it as something that yourself, you might as well just reach out and see if you can partner with them. And then, like you said, when you bring together three experts in their specific specialty and you bring them to one offer, all of a sudden you can go after those much larger clients, have a much bigger impact, because you're no longer three small separate fish in a really big ocean. You're now a school of fish that can work together and provide a bigger impact. And so I think it's a matter of shifting the mindset from, oh, how do we build this thing we're missing, to who has already built this thing we're missing and how can we partner with them, even if it requires translating it from German, or realizing that the application for that tool isn't what they initially thought it could be, but if you repurpose it, refocus it, then it fills the gap of what your tool is missing. Shifting that again to that outside the box thinking leads to an innovation, but instead of like coming up with something completely new, it's a matter of seeing what's already out there that is okay by itself and finding ways to combine it in something that's never been done before. And that resulting combination can be the real game changer that you were looking for.
Yes, and building alignments. I mean, there's aligning with other human beings and spending time. And then if you're searching for something, someone, or you know, like if you're hiring or if you're looking for partnerships, you can lean on people you know and ask for help. And I think that that's another thing with founders and entrepreneurs. They don't like to ask for help. And I make it my business to offer help, because I know how hard it is for some. And, you know, I choose to kind of lead with love. And I know that that sounds, again, you know, a little bit out there, but I feel like this is my life's purpose, to collaborate and innovate and help these companies transform and build lasting products and services that truly can help us connect and support one another. So healthcare is super important. The healthcare system's broken. And I believe that if we can all do our part to bring in the innovation and these partnerships and have visionary leadership, that we're getting closer every day to making it better.
Well, on that note, thank you so much for connecting with me today, Deanna. If you enjoyed this episode of the Human Connection Podcast, please like, leave a review, and share it. If you'd like to connect with myself or with Deanna, check out the links in the show notes. And remember, no matter if your business is B2B or B2C, it's really H to H, human to human. Happy connecting.
Thank you.